On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. Got to sit down with Josh Johnson today for a pretty lengthy conversation. I got to say, he is an impressive dude, and I'm not sure what will happen with him on the football field Saturday afternoon in Nashville, but it's impossible not to root for that guy. Everything he's kind of worked through to get here, and you know, the team is starting to really build around him. I've been impressed. As always, we're brought to you by the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them, so you should do the same. All right, we're just going to play this whole Josh Johnson interview for you so you guys can really try to get a feel for what he's like as a person, because I've been impressed, honestly. And I want your feedback. Let me know what you guys think. Hit me on Twitter or Instagram or whatever. Here he comes one more time. Thank you to the good folks at Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Here's Josh Johnson.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Quick snap. Johnson fires it out. It is caught! It is caught! Jeremy Sprinkle to the pylon! Redskins touchdown! PAT would tie it up as the Redskins march downfield. That is a gutsy drive by the Redskins offense.
Great job by Sprinkle out in the flat. Mo creates a natural pick on the backer. Johnson sees it, throws a perfect touch ball.
The image that has stuck with me from the Jags game, as impressive as your fourth quarter was, getting the touchdown to Sprinkle, getting in position for that game-winning field goal, the image that stuck with me is you on the sideline watching that kick and then just what looked to me like immense joy for you to be the quarterback of a team that gets that win, your first win in the NFL after a long journey. What has stuck with you from that Jacksonville game?
The confidence kind of grew in myself because that was really my first win ever like that. I didn't have a lot of opportunities to have comeback victories in college. We kind of handled our business pretty well. The one opportunity I had where I threw a go-ahead touchdown, the other team actually scored in 30 seconds. And then in high school, we had to come back from behind, but Marshawn really did all the work. And that was just kind of the first time where I really had to just keep really plugging in that situation. I mean, you tell yourself that, but that was the first time where I had to really do it. And just it was just a cumulative of relief, like I said, after the game. And then for us to do it that way as a team, I think it was good for us, all of us, because I think it brought us closer as a team to know that if we just stay the course, anything is possible.
Okay, so So you get that win. You get your first win. You get your first dramatic come from behind. The team rallies behind it. What does that do for you this week in practice going into a game in Nashville that's basically a playoff game for both teams?
For me, I mean, I just felt a lot more comfortable this week, you know? Just really tuned in on what really even matters. I've always had that approach, but now not worrying about what can happen next even more because, I mean, we was able to be a part of that first victory. That was a big thing for me because I understand what victories means in this league. So for me this week, it just really just been focusing on the Titans. I mean, as a team, we're excited about this opportunity. Like you want to be in these games. You want to be on national TV playing against a great team like the Tennessee Titans. So for us as athletes, this is what we ask for. This is what you work hard for. This is what you put in all that time. This is what you start playing Pop Warner for. So we're excited about this opportunity. We're ready to go take advantage.
This will be your second start since 2011. What worries you?
Nothing. I mean, there's no for what? I put the work in. I mean, I working don't worry. I've always had that approach. I put the work in. I prepare. I trust in what our coaches are planning for us. I trust in my teammates. So there is no point to worry. I get to play the game of football. This is the amazing sport, and to be out there on the field is even more amazing because when you sit on the sideline and you watch other guys for so many years, you just yearn for the opportunity to be on that field. So there is really nothing to worry about. I mean, it's just going out there and enjoying the game and then seeing what happens.
I don't think lucky is the right word. For you to be here, you stayed so focused and worked so hard to get back to this point. I don't think lucky is the right word. But what is the right word to describe your journey to this opportunity?
Belief.
Is lucky the right word?
I mean, you need things to go your way, but what I've learned about the world and the universe and the type of energy that you put into it. You put positive energy into the world, you're gonna get positive outcome. You put a real work ethic into the world, you're gonna get something in return. And that's all I've always tried to focus on. I try to focus on making sure I'm doing my part. I've always been big on me controlling what I control and doing our part, like doing my part. And I've never wavered from that. I've always had the confidence in myself. I've always felt like I've had the ability. I mean, the opportunity just didn't present itself. But a lot of those opportunities that I did have, I mean, they are helping me now in this situation that I am because I have things to fall back on, to lean on, to pull from.
Mentally or physically, what are you leaning on?
Leaning on everything. I mean, every little bit helps from everything, from coaches, players, from getting cut. I mean, to me,
Do the slights drive you, getting cut, getting passed over?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's just added incentive to, you know, to go out there and prove it to yourself first and then prove it to people who may doubt you, like the decision makers and people who may have cut you. Like, you want the opportunity to go out there and, you know, put your best foot forward to people be like, wow, we made a mistake there.
You and Jay Gruden have had a long relationship dating all the way back, what's crazy is a decade ago, to Tampa. What was it like when, did Jay call you? Who called you the first workout?
It was a scout, and Doug Williams had reached out to me as well.
Okay.
And so it was just people in the Redskins.
So you get here, and who you're working out for?
For Coach O'Connell, Jay, everybody was here, and it was a six set of quarterbacks.
Mark, what was it like to see and catch up with Jay?
It was cool. Jay is Jay, always joking, talking smack, shooting jab, but that's Jay. He's always been that way.
Did you think then this would happen?
Didn't know. All I really try to do is focus on what I can. I'm not the decision maker. If I was the decision maker, I wouldn't have never got cut. But in the reality of it, you know, when you're not the decision maker, you can't focus on things that's out of your control. My focus was coming in here, showing the Washington Redskins that I was ready to go.
So when they picked Mark the first time, what was your reaction?
Hey, I mean, that's how the game goes. But I mean, I had another opportunity there, so it wasn't like this was my end-all, be-all. For me, I just used it as, hey, I got another workout in, and I'm more ready to throw if somebody else want me to come in. But I was able to show them enough for them to want to bring me back.
And so they called back and said, Josh, we want you.
Yeah.
What's your reaction?
I was like, okay, I'll be out there.
If fired up? Not celebratory?
No, it's always celebratory. I mean, at the end of the day, like, I want to be in the NFL. I wanted to play in the National Football League. This is what I work hard for. This is what I get up and go put in those hours when nobody thinks you got that opportunity. So for me to not feel some type of rejoice to have an opportunity come, I would be crazy. You get what I'm saying? So for me, it was like, all right, it's go time. It's get ready to get in here. Got on my red eye and got right into the playbook and just immersing myself on this team.
When you got into that Giants game,
I knew the ones he called. I felt good about the game plan. Everything that I was unfamiliar, I had enough time to really dive into it. The beauty of me being around a lot of football, I've been exposed to a lot of different concepts, a lot of different play calling. So there's nothing I feel like that I can't learn or do. So it was just merely me just going out, investing my time into it, understanding it, and then getting out there and going out there and getting the job done.
How much more do you know for the Titans game than you did then?
Just learning more of the little details. You know, you ask questions and then see how we handle it here versus how I may have handled it at another team. So that familiarity is picking up a lot now. I mean, the attention that you get as a starter is pretty amazing. So you can kind of work through all your little questions that you have. So I just been really working through all the little kinks and just trying to get as comfortable as possible each day.
You are close. I assume you're close, but you've worked with some icons in the football world. Let's start in college with Jim Harbaugh, your college coach. He is known for a lot of things. I would say intensity is probably at the forefront. What's it like playing under Jim Harbaugh?
I loved it. I mean, to me, what coach does, he brings a very competitive nature to his team, which I think is very important because when you understand the level that it takes to be successful in football, you need that. And then you got to put the work in. Like, if you're a player that works hard, you're going to appreciate Coach Harbaugh. If you're a player that don't work hard, he might run you out the building. But that's pretty much his approach. But it works for him. That's why he's successful everywhere that he goes. And a lot of things that he installed in me, I still apply to my game today.
Let's talk about another competitor, to say the least, is your cousin, Marshawn Lynch, who you talked about him briefly about playing together in high school. What is he, has he been a sounding board for you? Your journeys have been quite different. He is incredible. He's one of the most talented running backs we've probably ever seen in this league. Certainly tough nose running downhill. He was so good, he was able to take a year off. Whereas you're fighting to get in the league. What are those conversations?
It's just perspective, because we see how it could be at the bottom and at the top. So no matter what, we can kind of have a good idea of how this situation plays out. Every step of the way he experienced everything in Seattle, I was right there. A lot of people didn't know that, but I was right there, and I was just taking it all in. You get to see things from a different perspective when you're around somebody who is like as gravitating as he is, and when people just want to be around him, want to be involved with him. But who he is as a person, he's always been the same Shine to me. Like, no matter what, he's never really changed. I mean, he's just grown, and I'm not surprised by anything that he's ever done. I've been seeing it since we was kids.
Why do you almost run those people over on the golf cart at the Berkeley game?
Because he was going crazy on the cart. We call it profiling in Oakland. So he was just touching a few lanes, touching a few corners. They just happened to get in the way, you know. But they knew to get out the way. It was a big thing. The hyphy movement was going on at the time.
The Bay Area is wild.
The Bay Area is different.
It's different, for sure. A couple last things. Are you a big social media guy?
I've gotten better.
Yeah. Do you like it?
It's okay. It's okay.
I ask because Redskins fans have now rallied around you. They are incredibly excited to see what you can do in Nashville. Have you noticed that? Do you feel it? Are you getting any of that love via social or
I guess
or even leading
I
the
guess
field
I've noticed I went from 7,000 when I got signed to I think it's like 17,000-18,000 followers. But I guess,
what's your Twitter? Plug it.
I think it's Fam First Family QB.
There you go.
But I guess being around Marshawn, being around Marcus, those are my cousins that are known, they get all the accolades. You see, that kind of comes with the territory. I know for me, like, I can't really worry about that. I'm glad that people are supporting me. I appreciate it. But at the end of the day, that means nothing unless but with me going out there and doing what I need to do on the field, and that's doing whatever I can to help the Washington Redskins win football. So I think once we're done and when I'm done and when we're not playing football, I'll probably sit back and reflect on things like that. But right now, we don't have time for that.
So this can be my last one. You are entirely focused on helping the Skins win football games, and for yourself, elongating this improbable run, we'll say, what, if anything, will you not give? Because I watched you in Jacksonville diving headfirst, making plays that a lot of quarterbacks don't really try with their bodies. Is there anything that would slow you down in Nashville if the game is on the line?
I don't think so. I haven't thought about it that way. I just react, man. If I see something and I think I can go do it, I'm going to go do it. And if I know that I can make a different play, I will. But I don't play the game like that at all. I just play the game of football. I'm a quarterback, but realistically, I'm a football player. I've played defense. When we working out in the offseason, I play corner. I do other things. Like I messed around that receiver. Wouldn't do it when I'm as bad on your knees. But I'm a football player, man. At the end of the day, football players, we just trying to get the job done. That's the most important thing, is getting the job done.
So when you got signed, there was a lot of talk that you used playing Madden, as your vehicle to kind of get to know your new Redskins teammates. Was that useful?
Yeah, it's a great resource. They update the rosters every week. They update the content.
So are you on there now?
Yeah.
All right.
Finally got myself back in the game, too.
How much fun is that, playing as yourself?
It's cool, man. And then I haven't lost with us since I've been playing with
us. Are you properly rated?
Not yet. We're working on that, though. But I understand how the games work. I get how they do the updates.
Your arm strength better be high, because you got a cannon.
It was pretty weak.
That I would take exception to.
Yeah, so that's fine. We'll get there.
How good is your game? Because I've heard a little conversations in the locker room.
I'm pretty legit. I can play with the gamers, the guys that really go around.
Like Ninja?
He's a Fortnite guy.
Oh, pardon me.
He's a Fortnite guy.
That was me trying to be a millennial.
But I feel like I can hold my own versus a lot of players. My approach is a little different because I happen to play quarterback. So at times there are things that I get upset about because the game allows people to do stuff that you won't do in real football.
Like what?
But it's a video game. They let linebackers jump 20 yards in the air. Like, they can pick a play that you're throwing down the middle that's 30-yard throw, and they can be sitting 10 yards and pick it off. That's never happened in real football, but it's Madden, so you just learn to adjust to that. But I like it. I like it a lot. I mean,
Who's the best here?
I don't know. Me and Zach was in a league with each other. We've been in a league
Zach
with each
Brown?
Other. Yeah,
okay.
So we met, before we met in person, we was playing each other in a league with 31 other guys.
Like NFL guys?
No, just people around the country.
That's wild.
So we got an online franchise, and now me and Zach talk about it a lot because we just been playing each other for a couple of years now.
So there's a record. Who's better between you and Zach then?
I'll keep that in house, man.
I'll keep that in house. So you're not a social media guy, but Madden unabashed.
I do Madden.
You're there.
Social media, I'm working on it. I'm trying to get there. It's tough. It's too much.
The Madden helps you though, right?
Madden has helped because, I mean, guys, the roster turns over a lot. It helps you with your opponent. I mean, before we get the game plan, I can go on Madden and see who we playing like right now, and I do that. I make my people play me in Madden with the next opponent.
Now, I imagine when you tell Kevin O'Connell or even Jay Gruden, hey, I played Madden to get to scout the opponent, they're like, all right, fine. What happens when you tell Matt Kavanaugh or Bill Kavanaugh or Bill Callahan something like that?
They probably haven't really realized, like, they like, whatever. Coach Cav, they old school.
Yeah.
Just make sure you know what's on those papers.
Right. Thank you very much.
All right.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Horseman, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Let's ride together.